Thank you for downloading this programme from the BBC. This week on Profile, Mark Coles looks at Leanne Wood, leader of Welsh political party Plaid Cymru.
Well, dwi'n byw yma, a wy wedi tyfu lan yma, yma...
According to some, she's the most left-wing leader of any mainstream British political party, Plaid Cymru's Leanne Wood. Radical, Republican, feminist, pro-independence. She's been arrested in Scotland, expelled from Parliament in Wales. And in 2013, she made it into the charts, a Daily Telegraph chart of Britain's top 100 left-wingers.
She's not a successful politician. She's a successful campaigner.
She's someone who's a doughty fighter.
This week, Leanne Wood gets her chance to address the British public, to spell out her vision, one of seven party leaders invited to take part in a televised general election debate. Regular Profile listeners will know the other six on the stage, so it's time we found out about this one.
She's just a normal girl in a normal area, and obviously had ambitions, and good on her to achieve them.
She's a valley person, and I think she's looking after the valleys. Still looking out for us now, even though she's, you know, she's always up in London, but I think her roots will always be her, and she'll stay here, I think.
She was born in Rhondda, South Wales, in December 1971 to parents Geoffrey and Avril, the family moving to the mining village of Penygraig when she was 5 years old. She still lives there today, on the same street her grandparents lived, just a few doors down from her parents, in a terraced house she bought for £32,000 in 2002. John Whitford has known the family since he moved into the street in the early 1970s. He plays darts with Leanne's dad, Jeff, most Friday nights.
I moved here in 73, 74. Jeff bought another house opposite his father. That was around the late 70s, I would have thought. Jeff's father worked with us. He worked on the buses. He was a bus conductor. And Jeff was a bus driver. And I was a bus driver.
John's daughter, Suzanne, went to school with Leanne Wood, Penygraig Junior, followed by Tony Pandy Comprehensive. So was she a bright spark from the start?
Yeah, she was very clever. She was in, like, A grade all the way through. She was a hell of a girl, mind. Really funny, good girl in school. Oh, she was always game for anything.
They played together too.
They got a big blue garage at the back of her mum and dad's house. We spent a lot of time in that. And there used to be quite a lot of us down there playing. We'd go up the mountain and build a swing on the mountain, play tennis against the old orange wall, what we call it.
She's so local, walk around and you'll find many a girl who went to school with her. Joanna Thomas remembers the blue garage too.
We used to have a den in a garage, and few of us girls, we had mattresses in there. We used to have like a nightclub that we used to go to, and Leanne was always a scream, you know. We were always kept amused by her.
Union miners, stand together.
Mattresses were soon replaced by miners. The miners' strike of 1984-85, one of Leanne Wood's earliest political memories. Once one of the world's most important coal mining regions, Rhondda Valley communities fighting to save their last surviving colliery, Mardy.
Our fathers and great-grandfathers fought for a lot for this industry, and we're not letting it slip for nobody. We're not letting it go for nobody, and that's it.
If Mardy goes, the realisation is the community goes. And when the community goes, that's it. It's a dead valley, dead ghost town.
And your eye upon the scale.
Rob Thomas grew up in the valleys. He would later go on to work with Leanne Wood. He says the pit closures and their effect on the community shaped her politics.
It was clear to me that Leanne was steeped in the industrialised history of the valleys. And Leanne was fiercely of the opinion that we were all sort of in it together, you know, and hated Mrs. Thatcher's view of the world, you know, that there's no such thing as society.
This one's called Baggy Baggy Baggy!
The The woman Leanne Wood looked up to was Annie Powell, a chain-smoking Rhonda radical who in 1979, the same year Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister, became Britain's first ever female communist mayor.
I do remember her mentioning Annie Powell, and it was, you know, with great veneration in her voice, almost a sense of awe. I think what she respected about her was her fighting abilities and her willingness to fight for the local community.
You see a bit of Annie Powell in Leanne Wood?
Yes, she's someone who's a doughty fighter, somebody who will not take no for an answer very easily.
I remember her being very feisty and quite clear-cut in her views.
John Cox is vice-chair of British CND. He remembers the first time he met the by-now politically active university student.
I'd been nominated by Plaid Cymru and the Green Party to stand in the 1992 election, and as part of the process I was interviewed by Plaid Cymru, and amongst the questioners was a young woman with a punk haircut, as I remember it, who asked me very seriously whether I could guarantee that I wouldn't sell out like all the other politicians, you see. And I thought it was a good question.
Within 4 years, she was a borough councillor herself, just 25 years old, representing her home village of Penygraig. She also started work as a probation officer, working with Rob Thomas in Pontypridd.
She certainly had a few interesting hair colours. She could dress a little unconventionally, but not way out. As a probation officer, you had to come to work dressed not too way out. But certainly, you know, she would push the boundaries out a bit, let's put it that way, with a dress code.
But her real love was politics. She got involved in union work, went to conferences, became chair of the Probation Officers Association. Rob Thomas wasn't surprised when she decided to concentrate on politics full-time.
It wasn't a shock because I could see how important politics was to her. And I could see that she was not going to be satisfied, actually, just taking everything that was dished out to her.
In 2000, she got a job as a political researcher for Plaid Cymru MEP, Jill Evans.
She was full of enthusiasm. That's the first thing I remember. She was always asking questions. She wanted to know about Greenham Common. She wanted to know about the miners' strike and what I'd done, about all kinds of campaigns and about people. And more than anything, she wanted to know what she could do to make a difference. We just became friends. We got on. We felt strongly about the same issues. We tended to like the same clothes and we shared an awful lot in common.
But then tragedy struck. In August 2002, Leanne Wood's boyfriend took his own life. Kerry Evans, a Welsh revolutionary Marxist, CND activist and University of Glamorgan lecturer, taking an overdose of drugs prescribed for depression. Leanne, who'd helped him through several years of illness, was left devastated, according to her friend and mentor, John Cox.
It hit her terribly, and for about 2 or 3 years afterwards, she now has a very supportive partner, and she's got a 10-year-old daughter, and they get on extremely well together, so that has changed her life.
Since then, maybe because of it, Leanne Wood has become an intensely private person. Friends are fiercely protective. You don't get much insight into her personal life, even if you used to play with her as a child and your family still live on the same street. Suzanne Whitford again.
She lives, well, I'd say about a dozen houses opposite my mum and dad. You don't see her. She keeps herself to herself.
Leanne Wood's website doesn't give much away either. A brief career biog, a long list of political affiliations, everything from Amnesty International to abortion rights and the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Then, right at the bottom, a hint of a hinterland. Gardening? Jill Evans.
One of the highlights, I think, in her life was a few years ago when she got an allotment and a polytunnel. She grows her own vegetables. She likes travelling. She likes camping.
Demos are another big passion. CND, anti-nuclear power, anti-war. John Cox has been on many a protest march with her over the years.
To be honest with you, probably I've talked to her more on demonstrations than anywhere else because she doesn't really have much time other than when walking on a march to be able to talk to people. She's a campaigner who happens to have become leader of Plaid Cymru, but it's not like some people who I've known throughout their political lives who have been climbing from one step to the next. No, she's not that sort of person. She's not a successful politician. She's a successful campaigner.
In 2007, she got herself arrested, she and Jill Evans trying to block a road into Scotland's Faslane naval base, home to Britain's Trident nuclear missile system.
There was a blockade sitting across the road.
So the pair of you were in the middle of the road, blocking the traffic?
Yes.
And the police came and dragged you away?
Yes.
Of course, by now, she was a fully fledged member of the Welsh National Assembly, first elected in 2003. She was in trouble almost right from the start.
And the measures outlined in Mrs. Windsor's speech will not address this risk.
In 2004, expelled from the chamber for referring to the Queen as Mrs. Windsor.
I'd be grateful if Leanne Wood could withdraw that remark. On grounds of discourtesy.
I dispute the fact that it is discourteous, presiding officer.
Well, you can't dispute, and it's my ruling.
Well, I'm not minded to withdraw it, presiding officer.
Little surprise, she later listed this Sex Pistols anti-monarchist anthem as a favourite song of all time. God save the Queen. She ain't no human being. Despite being an outspoken figure with strong left-wing views, she soon rose through the party's ranks, shadow social justice minister, then a key role in the coalition between Labour and Plaid Cymru in 2007. But there was tension between some of her beliefs and the party line. When she opposed plans to expand a military base, she was disciplined and ordered not to join a demonstration against it, though John Cox explains that didn't stop her.
I suddenly realised that a woman walking a few feet from me in a raincoat and almost invisible was her. And that was absolutely indicative of her attitude on it. She had to toe the party line. She got nothing out of having walked with us, except that she was still being true to her principles.
Then in 2012, she surprised them all, standing for leader of Plaid Cymru. Only a handful of Assembly members backed her, but against the odds coming from behind, she won, the party's first ever female leader.
Oh, I'm awful proud. I stood for this position because I want us all to win for Wales.
Even her close friends were surprised.
I was astounded, actually.
No, I didn't see it coming.
Maybe I underestimated her determination to win.
It's been a bumpy ride since she became leader, Plaid Cymru losing seats to Labour within just 6 weeks of her taking over. But Plaid Cymru currently has three Westminster MPs, and come a hung parliament, they could make a difference. But first, Leanne Wood has this week's leadership debate to deal with. Jill Evans.
She very much wants to take part in it. I know in her position I would be terrified of doing something as high profile and on which so much depends. But Leanne has been dying to do it for weeks because she wants to get the message across.
From Rhonda schoolgirl to leader of Plaid Cymru, come May the 8th, the girl from the valleys might just end up helping to shape the future government at Westminster.
If there's a hung parliament, it's because people don't have faith in the two main Westminster establishment parties. Enough faith in either one of them to rule alone. And if that's the case, then it is the people that will decide.
Profile was presented by Mark Coles and produced by me, Gemma Newby.